From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, New Hampshire's role as the Petri dish of American politics. First, though, for a second day, a new political poll finds Democratic presidential candidate John Kerry maintaining a good lead over his nearest rival, former Vermont Governor Howard Dean. This poll from Reuters MSNBC Zogby puts Senator Kerry at 30% and former Governor Dean at 22%, followed by retired General Wesley Clark and Senator John Edwards. All four men, plus the other candidates, Senator Joe Lieberman, Congressman Dennis Kucinich, and the Reverend Al Sharpton, met last night in a final debate before the New Hampshire primary on Tuesday. We're joined now by the executive editor of the statewide paper, the Union Leader of New Hampshire. Charlie Perkins, welcome to Day to Day. And could I get your impression of the overall tone of last night's debate?
Last night's debate, Alex, was polite, straightforward, informative, but not the most exciting debate ever held.
Well, did you think that differences emerged? Did you see ways for people to make choices among the candidates?
Well, I think there was enough discussion of issues that if a Democrat or an independent is choosing a candidate based on small differences among ideologies, there was some meat to work with there. But I don't think that ideology and issues was driving this New Hampshire primary. I think it's electability.
Electability. Let's hear from Senator John Kerry. He seems to be winning on some kind of issue. I'm not sure if it's electability or what, but here he is speaking in the debate last night.
I look forward to standing up and holding George Bush accountable for pushing seniors off of Medicare into HMOs, for prohibiting Medicare from even negotiating a bulk purchase price, from turning an energy bill into a bonanza for his friends in the oil industry to the tune of $50 billion.
So there's Senator Kerry last night. I don't know. What do you think?
I think that Senator Kerry played it safe during this debate, and it's quite understandable that he would, given that he now has a lead well beyond the margin of error in any poll. I see him as a football quarterback trying to run out the clock at this point.
Well, that's maybe not a bad strategy for the guy who's leading. But let's move on to Howard Dean. He tried to limit the damage, I think, from that now famous soundbite, the one from his concession speech Monday night in the Iowa caucuses. Here's some of what he said last night.
You know, I'm not a perfect person. I think a lot of people have had a lot of fun at my expense over the Iowa hooting and hollering, and that's justified. But the one thing I can tell you is that I'm not kidding about what I say. The things that I do are things I believe in. I think it's important that the President of the United States be willing to stand up for what's right and not stand up for what's popular.
Charlie, does Howard Dean look more electable after last night's debate as he helped himself?
I think that Howard Dean did succeed in limiting the damage to some degree of what happened in Iowa, but I don't think that he was able to rebuild his image to the level it was at several weeks ago, and frankly, I don't think any politician could have gotten that back in 1 week.
So what do you think the difference is from last night's debate, or maybe it's just a complete wash? If it is, doesn't that mean John Kerry won?
Well, it wasn't a complete wash, but I don't think either of the two things that could have happened did happen. John Kerry didn't stumble, and no other candidate made such an extraordinary performance that he was therefore propelled into the new leadership position. That would have been an extraordinary thing to happen. It didn't happen.
The one candidate who maybe has bet the most on New Hampshire, and it had seemed to be paying off in earlier polls, was General Clark. What about his presence and performance, and what are you expecting from him over the next few days?
I think General Clark peaked a few weeks ago in New Hampshire. I think that much as with Governor Dean, Democrats have looked at General Clark and found him to be an interesting candidate, but not one they're going to embrace as a consensus choice for president. I thought that General Clark probably had the weakest performance of any of the major candidates last night.
And just in the days ahead, what are you expecting over the weekend?
I'm expecting an absolute frenzy of activity as campaign caravans run around the state. I see no new messages coming out. I see campaigns staying on the tactics they've used so far. I don't expect a lot of changes in the trend lines in the polls.
Charlie Perkins, executive editor of the Union Leader, joining us from Manchester, New Hampshire. Charlie, thanks for being with us on Day to Day.
Thank you very much.